ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिश्रुतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तः. ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. ॐ सहनावतु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. As a teacher said, the knowledge of the identity between the individual and the total Jivatma and Paramatma is the means of attainment of freedom. So if the student wanted to know who was Jiva, who was the student asks the teacher, who is Jiva, who is Ishvara, who is Jivatma, who is Paramatma, and how there is identity between Jivatma and Paramatma, and how this Mahavakyam reveals the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. These are the questions he asked. Therefore, the teacher started explaining. First, he was still unfolding the lakshyartha, the essential nature of the jiva, and how he also made the student understand what the atma is not. What the Atma is not. So explaining how what the Atma is not, he also makes the student understand what Atma is. So the Atma is available for recognition as the truth of the I, as the knower. Because knower, I, the first person singular pronoun, used to refer to the self. Therefore, I refers to the knower, not the known. And as the knower of the body, mind, sense complex, is this being distinct from the known also, he was reminded. Then the knower is nothing but the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge. So he has been teaching. Now we have come to the verse number 23, he made very clear the in the Jivatma Swarupam, the nature of the Atma. The Jivatma Swarupam is the truth of I is abstract, formless reality, and that reality is all pervasive. That reality alone is implied by the Timatma. That reality implied by the term Atma, which has arrived at as the truth of the knower, which is distinct from the known, is of the nature of knowing, the pure consciousness. You know, the first feature of the Atma Swarupam. Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness. That he explained. We have understood. Now, from 24th in onwards, actually, the 24th and 25th, he says, may you understand Saha Aham, that Atma I am, which Atma, the Atma, which is of the nature of not only pure consciousness, the Atma is also of the nature of what? Limitlessness or fullness or happiness. Remember? Yesterday we saw that. So there he gave an example also. This verse was Putra vittadayo bhavah Drashta sarva priyatamah Sohamityavadharaya Parapremaspadataya Mana bhuvamaham sada Bhuyasamityo drashta Sohamityavadharaya. So, Saha Aham iti avadharaya. May you ascertain, may not have any doubt at all, that all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, I am that Atma. I can refer to only that subtlest reality implied with the term Atma. And here he says, Atma which is of the nature of Anandaha, happiness. Okay. The reason he is given here is, Putra vittadeha bhavaha, yasya seshataya priyaha. Okay. Seshataya priyaha. All the possessions, including one's progeny, or any wealth, etc., are dear for a person only seshataya. Partially. In the sense, only conditionally. Listen now. Love for any object in the world is what? Conditional love. There's some condition, is it? Why I love this person, I like this person? Because some condition is there. This person is nice to me, this person is, makes me happy, this person helps me. So, based on some reason, condition is there. One, the person will be of no more helpful, will be of no more supportive, will be of no more means, makes me unhappy means what? Then that love disappears. Lacking disappears conditionally. Yes, Bhashankaracharya says, no, in Bhajagovindam, what's the verse? Yavatitto parjana sattah tavannija parivaro raktah. No. Paschad loke jarjara dehe. Okay. So when this, as long as the person is capable of earning and he is contributive, there's people respect him, like him. But when he lives in old age as a non-contributive person, he becomes burdened. He's no more respected. It means the love for anything, anybody in the world, other than yourself, is what? Conditional. So the condition is there. Even the parents' love for children is conditional love. Children's love for parents is conditional. So love for anybody, anything in the world is conditional. So seshataya priyaha. Whereas, drashta sarva priyatamaha. The most, the dearest of everything that a person loves in his life is his own self. It is love for yourself is unconditional. Is it true or not? Love for yourself is unconditional. Therefore, what? Then that. Why? Because you are. What is most loved is also what anandaha. Because happiness is something is universally that which is always sought after universally. By all the people of all times, by all the people of all times of all places, that which is sought after, that which is loved, liked, is what? Happiness. People who lived before, people who live now, people who are going to come in future, we can take it for granted. What is all love? Happiness. They all want happiness. That's why I say happiness is a, I want to live long happily, I want to be happy, is what? Is not a, it's not a cultivated desire, it's a natural urge. The natural urge means love for happiness. Love for happiness is universal. It's unconditional. Unconditional. Therefore, what we can make out, love for one's own self is unconditional. Love for happiness is unconditional. Therefore, one's own swarup must be happiness, fullness. And that Atma, which is of the nature of fullness, am I. So may you ascertain the fact that you are of the nature of Anandaha. You are that Atma which is of the nature of fullness. Parapremas padataya mana bhavamaham tasada bhuyasamitiyo drashta sohamityavadharaya. That is the reason. Parapremas aspadataya, as the source of the exalted love, the source of exalted love, source of exalted love also, this always the this desire, this love for living, being always. May I not cease to exist, may be here always. This love for your longevity, okay, love for being here always also is because of one's love for one's own sorrow, happiness. Understand? So, saha hamiti avadharya. This you understood yesterday itself. I'm just coming to the new class. But again, I'll explain to you later on. I think yesterday I did quite elaborate discussion of this verse. Yes, sakshi lakshano bodhas tompadarthasa uchyate. Yes, sakshi lakshano bodhas tompadarthasa uchyate. Yes, sakshi lakshano bodhas tompadarthasa uchyate. Lakshano bodhas tompadarthasa uchyate. Sakshitvam api bodhutvam. Sakshitvam api bodhutvam. Avikaritayatmanaha. Sakshitvam api bodhutvam. Avikaritayatmanaha. Yes, sakshi lakshano bodha. Yes, sakshi lakshano bodha. Tompadarthasa uchyate. Sakshitvam api bodhrutvam. Avikaritayatmanaha. So here, the meaning of the implied meaning of the word dvam the discussion on the implied meaning of that word tvam continues in this verse also. We are still seeing the implied meaning of the word tvam. Sakshi lakshanaha bodaha. We are still seeing the lakshartaha of the second person pronoun tvam of this mahavakyam tattvamasi. Tattvamasi mahavakyasya tvam padasya lakshartameva vayam itopi pashyamaha. We are still seeing, still discussing the lakshartha, the implied meaning of the word tvam in this mahavakyam tattvamasi. So here, what is this? Sakshi lakshanaha. Sakshi lakshanaha bodaha. Sakshi lakshanaha bodaha. So what we have already understood is consolidated here first, where in this first line, Sakshi lakshanaha bodaha. Sakshi lakshanaha bodaha, that meaning of that expression is bodaha. Bodaha means pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, which we all know now, isn't it? When we distinguish the knower from the known, when the ahankara also, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, everything comes under the category of the known, and the knower alone does not come under the category of the known, and that knower is abstract formless reality, and which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. What is the swarupam of the knower? Knower is of the nature of pure consciousness. There is no knower other than the abstract reality. And the reality is of the nature of knowing. Is it clear? Yes, you must remember. Therefore, that pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone here is otherwise looked upon as or said to be Sakshi, witness. Understand now? The pure consciousness alone, the pure knowledge alone, is also meant by the expression Sakshi. Bodha lakshanaha. Sorry, bodha. Bodha means pure consciousness or pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is what? Said to be witness. Sakshi. Or is in the form of Sakshi. Sakshi lakshanaha. So, Sakshi lakshanaha means what? The witness, okay, which is conscious of everything. The reality which is conscious of everything, which is in the form of witness, Sakshi. So what is Bodha? Bodha, pure knowledge or pure consciousness, is the implied meaning of the word tvam. So every individual, I said, is a composite of many aspects. There, we are leaving all these aspects. The body, which forms part of the individual, the mind, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, various varieties of thoughts which constitute the mind, the intellect, memory, even the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, when all these aspects which form part of the individual, okay, leaving all these aspects, we are just taking only what? The pure consciousness, pure knowledge, surupma of the knower as the implied meaning of the word tvam. Understand vachyartha? Literal meaning is what? The pure consciousness implied with the term Atma, then manifest knowledge in terms of I am, the ahankara, then memories, intellect, mind, physiological functions, all is known. The knower and the known together constitute individual, which is the literal meaning of the word tom. But the lakshyartha, we are negating all those material aspects of the individual as anatma. Only the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness alone, obtaining as the swarupam of the knower alone, is taken as the lakshyartham of implied meaning of the word tvam. Is it clear? Bodhaha sakshi lakshanaha. The pure knowledge alone is also said to be a witness, which is sakshi, which is in the form of witness, which is aware of, which is conscious of everything there. Bodhaha yaha bodhaha sakshi lakshanaha saha padarthaha uchyate. Padartha means what? Implied meaning of the word tvam is said to be. The pure consciousness, pure knowledge, arrived at the sarup of the I, the knower I, is said to be witness, which is conscious of everything, aware of everything, is said to be the lakshyartha. Okay? Implied meaning of the word tvam. Is it clear? Padarthaha uchyate. Saha bodhaha sakshi lakshanaha padarthaha uchyate. Is said to be the meaning of the word tvam. Which meaning? Natu vachyartha, lakshyartha. Okay? Only now you come to new class. Until now you are somewhere. Okay. Sakshitvam api. Sakshitvam api. Bodhrutvam. Sakshitvam api. Bodhrutvam. Avikaritaya atmanaha. Avikaritaya atmanaha. Sakshitvam and Bodhrutvam. There are two nouns now. Sakshitvam and Bodhrutvam. Sakshitvam api. Bodhrutvam. Avikaritaya atmanaha. Sakshitvam is what? Having the status of being the witness is sakshitvam. This, the implied meaning of the word tvam, the abstract reality, okay? The implied meaning of the word tvam, which is arrived as the truth of the knower, I, has the status of being the witness, sakshitvam. It has the status of being the knower. Understand? Sikhe no? Reality has sakshitvam. Reality has bodhrutvam. The abstract reality, which is arrived as the sarupam of the knower, I, has the status of being the witness, has the status of being the knower. Bodhrutvam means having the status of being the bodhru, knower, the bodhrutvam. Has the status of being the sakshitvam. That reality alone enjoys, bodhrutvam is having the status of being the knower, and having the status of being the witness. Okay? Who has the status of being the knower? This reality. Reality now, light enjoys the status of being the illuminator. From the standpoint of the illumined things which shine in the presence of the light. Similarly, this formless reality, abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, has the status of being the knower, enjoys the status of being the witness. Is it clear now? Who is the witness here other than his awareness? What? Awareness is the consciousness is the witness, consciousness is the knower. Understand? Sorry, I should say this. The knower is consciousness. The witness is consciousness. There's no knower. There's no witness other than the consciousness. But the consciousness is not the knower, not the witness. Understand? Because from the standpoint of the known, the witnessed. Sakshitam api bodhrutvam. How? Avikaritaya atmanaha. Avikaritaya atmanaha means what? Now, knowing nature, okay, the status of being the knower and the witness does not change. Does not change. Okay. Is it Atma is ever of the nature of knowing. Atma alone ever has the status of being the knower. Atma alone ever enjoys the status of being the witness. So changelessly. Avikaritaya. Why have you talk about avikaritaya? Because changelessly. So this is the literal meaning of this mantra, this verse. So in this context, we have to carefully see certain important aspects to understand this particular concept. What are those things? Let me tell you. We always use this term, pramata. Remember now, pramata, the knower. We say there's a knower. One is the knower there. When you're fast asleep, even though there is Atma, of course, all pervasive abstract reality in terms of the pure consciousness is always there. But you do not know you are the knower there, isn't it? Because the mind is non-functional. When the mind is functional alone, then the world becomes the known. Because sense organs become, world becomes known, because world is perceived, because sense organs are functional, they perceive. So the perception takes place, all just possible. Which means, who is the knower of the world here? The two things here, okay? If the mind is non-functional, and the mind is asleep, sense organs, all the organs remain resolved, non-functional. The perception does not take place. Therefore, the world does not become the known. The world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. Therefore, only when the mind is functional, world is known. Therefore, the mind plays the role of the knower. Understand? Mind means antakkarana must be functional. The knowledge of self-existence must be there in terms of I am. Ahankara must be there. Therefore we say, the knower of the world is what? The mind. Mind is the knower of the world. But mind by itself cannot know the world. Even though mind means mind with all this, mind with the eye sense, plays the role of a knower. The knower of the external world. So mind is the relative knower. But mind is dependent on the manifestation of knowledge to become functional, to become sentient, to become conscious, thereby to have the status of being the knower. Understand? So mind is relative knower. But mind cannot be the knower always. Whenever the manifestation of knowledge is not there, the mind itself loses its status of existing. Mind becomes non-functional. Isn't it? So the mind is relative knower. And who is absolute knower? When the mind is functional, the mind is non-functional, the mind plays the role of a knower, the mind remains resolved. Okay? Even then, always changelessly, avikaritaya, changelessly, that which is of the nature of knowing is is abstract formless reality. Understand? So who is the witness here? This abstract formless reality, which is the witness of the changing states of mind, which witnesses the changing states of mind, which knows the absolute knower, okay, which knows the mind always, all the conditions of the mind, deep sleep state, the reality knows the deep sleep state, reality knows the dream state, reality knows the deep sleep state, dream state, waking state. All the three states of mind, the changing states of mind are known, means there's a knower always. That knower is abstract formless consciousness. Understand? It is avikaritaya atmanaha bodhrutvam asti. Change this, having the status of being the knower, having the status of being the witness is there always changelessly. Therefore, Atma, the absolute eliminator, absolute knower is Atma. The mind is relative knower. Understand now? Got it? That is the idea. So, which means mind becomes knower when? Mind undergoes a change. Vikaritaya, changing, undergoes a change, it becomes a knower. Again, it becomes resolved. Again becomes the knower. Again becomes resolved. It's a clear, absolute knower is what? The Atma only. So mind has the status of being the knower only because of the blessing of the Atma. Mind by itself cannot become the knower of the Atma, the world. But mind with the blessing of the Atma becomes the knower. This to make it very clear. I think long time ago, I might have told in the class. No. In Rishikesh, okay, there's an ashram called Kailasa Ashram. Some of you might have seen. In that ashrama, okay, the rooms are all stone rooms. No? They're made of stones only. There's no window. There's no ventilation. Only one small entrance. To enter into the room, there's only entrance. I know how they manage, okay, winter and summer. The stone entrance, the stone rooms, okay, complete like a temple. Now, you saw the temples, no? How they're huge. Everything, all walls are stones, roof is stone, everything is stone only here. There's no window. The entrance was the only place through which some light can enter, penetrate. Imagine such a room. Such a room is there. And then no source, other source of light. And that whole room remains dark, remain in darkness, remains covered in darkness completely. In the daytime, there's a bright sun. The bright sun, scorching heat is there. Bright sun is there. Everywhere bright light is there. In spite of the dark, in spite of the stone room being there in the sunlight. Inside that room, understand? Inside that room, there is darkness. There is sun. There is sun. It's a daytime. Bright light is there. Bright light is there. But still, inside that room, stone room, darkness. Room is dark inside. Okay? The whole world is like the room. The whole world is like this room only. And suppose, how to use the sunlight? If we keep a mirror in front of the entrance, a big mirror, okay? The decent sized mirror, which can reflect the light. In the presence of the sunlight, keep a mirror which can reflect the light. And so, in front of the entrance, there's one entrance is there, isn't it? See, you keep the mirror. When you keep the mirror, the sunlight cannot, even though sun alone can illumine, sun is the only source of light. But still, cannot illumine the inside, the darkness of the room. Understand now? Cannot remove the darkness of the light. It doesn't illumine. But the sunlight reflected by the mirror, now what happened now? goes inside, the light refracted by the mirror illuminates the dark room. The whole room becomes bright. Understand now? Now the question is, the two illuminators, one is the mirror which reflects the light, and the sun, the source of the light. First of all, in the sunlight, a mirror shines. A mirror has the reflection of the light and it illuminates the darkness of, it removes the darkness inside the room also. Got it? Now, who is the illuminator of the room? Mirror, which is the illuminator? Mirror or the sun? The two illuminators. Understand? You cannot say the illuminator of the room is the sun. Because without the mirror, sun does not become the illuminator of the room. But without the sun, mirror itself cannot illumine the room. Understand? Therefore here, mirror is dependent on the sunlight to come to light first of all. Then to be capable of illumining the dark room also. To play the role of an illuminator, understand, to have status of being illuminated, mirror is dependent on the sun. Therefore, mirror is relative illuminator. And sun is the absolute illuminator. So sun illumining is the nature of the sun always. Mirror is dependent on the sun to become the illuminator. Understand? So mirror is vikaritaya illuminator. Sun is avikaritaya illuminator. Absolutely. Understand? Sun is not dependent. So here also, this we say, this mind is the knower. Without the mind, consciousness does not illumine this, first of all, physical body and external world of material objects. Consciousness does not know. Understand? The external world of objects directly. In the dead body, consciousness is there in dead body. Does not illumine. Does not. Understand? Consciousness is very much there. As consciousness is timeless. Consciousness is all pervasive. Consciousness does not go anywhere. Everything is in and through pervaded by consciousness. But still, dead body is dead. In dead body, there is consciousness. As from the dead bodies, all powers are there. The mind is, the golakams are there. Still, they don't see. Golakams do not function. Because the manifesting medium is not there. Understand? The sukshma realm is not there in a dead body. The pure consciousness is the absolute illuminator, knower. But the mind, which becomes conscious and sentient, thereby which becomes the illuminator, the knower of the external world of objects through the sense organs. Understand now? The mind is not permanent. Mind goes, isn't it? The mind is, mind with eye sense is what now? Is the vikaritaya. Mind has the bodhrutvam. Mind enjoys the status of being the knower relatively. But absolutely, the knower is consciousness. Is it clear? And you are that consciousness which does not come and go. What lakshyartha? Not the antakanam. This is the mind. It is the consciousness. Got the point now? What I'm saying? Vikaritaya, bodhrutvam, the mind has. Changefully, with the change, undergoing a change, the mind in relatively enjoys the status of being the knower. Finished. The manifestation of knowledge is not there. Mind becomes non-functional. In deep sleep state, mind is present. Mind is present in deep sleep state, but still mind does loses its status of being the knower. Understand now? Got it. In the waking state, when this manifestation of knowledge Then mind becomes conscious and sentient. The mind becomes functional. At least mind is always conscious because of the manifestation, because it's always inseparably with the consciousness. In the waking state, you know the world only in waking state. Is it clear? In deep sleep state, the mind loses its status of being the knower. Why? There's no manifestation of knowledge. Got it? Therefore, mind is not always the knower. When the mind becomes the knower, it's a waking state. Mind loses its status of being the knower, the deep sleep state. Whereas consciousness is ever of the nature of knowing. But for whose presence, manifestation is not possible. Manifestation of knowledge is not possible because the source of manifestation is the reality. Therefore, the Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the second person, singular pronoun you, is not the mind which has the status of being the knower relatively, but it is the pure consciousness which alone has what? Avikaritaya bodhrutvam. It has absolutely the status of being the knower. Without any change. So, yes, sakshi lakshano bodhaha tvam padarthasya uchyate sakshitvam api bodhrutvam avikaritayatmanaha. See, the abstract reality which is arrived at as Swarupa of the knower is of the nature of consciousness, and that alone is the form of the witness. Consciousness is the, also said to be the witness. And that consciousness which is said to be the witness alone is the implied meaning of the word Tvam. And now that reality which has the status of being the witness has also what now? Status of being the knower. Means it is of the nature of knowing. And because as this, the Swarup, so knowing happens to be the Swarupam, it is there without undergoing any changes. Okay? The Swarupam of the Atma, the nature of knowing does not undergo any change whatsoever. The abstract reality is ever of the nature of knowing, Swarupam. Okay? This knowing Swarupam does not undergo any change. Changelessly, bodhrut, Atmanaha bodhrutvam avikaritaya asti. What does it mean? Atmanaha bodhrutvam. This knowingness or the nature of being the knower or the Swarupam of the nature of knowing is there always without undergoing any change. That is why we call it Swarupam. Understand? Why do we say the knowing is the Swarupam of the abstract reality? Why do you say that? Swarupam means what? That which does not undergo change is Swarupam. Nature. Knowing is the nature of this abstract reality. Knowing is the nature of abstract reality. We repeat this again and again. Why do we say this? Nature, Swarupam. Because it does not undergo change. See, now illumining is the Swarupam of the sun. Why do we say that? Swarupam is what? That which does not change. Understand? The Suryasva Swarupam will never change. That's why we call it a Swarupam. Is it clear now? Illumining is the unchanging nature of the sun. Knowing is the unchangeable, changeless nature of the Atma. Atmanaha bodhrutvam avikaritaya asti. Atma's nature of knowing is there changelessly always. You got Swarupam. Why do we say that? Therefore what? That abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is the implied meaning of the word Tvam. That is mentioned. Okay. Now we'll see here. Dehendriyamanah pranahankritibhyo vilakshanah. Dehendriyamanah pranahankritibhyo vilakshanah. Projjita sesha shad bhava vikarastvam padabhidah. Projjita sesha shad bhava vikarastvam padabhidah. Projjita sesha shad bhava vikarastvam padabhidah. Dehendriyamanah pranahankritibhyo vilakshanah. Projjita sesha shad bhava vikarastvam padabhidah. Okay, let me make it after reading this. Again, go back to the previous verse. Let me make it very clear. I think this too much of walking this morning. You're tired. Deha indriya manaha prana ahankritibhyaha vilakshanaha projjita asesha shadbhava vikaraha tvampada abhidaha. Very nice. So, tvampada abhidaha. See, tvam is a abhida. Tvam is a word. A word is a name. Understand now? Abhida means name. Abhida means name. So, tvam is a word, isn't it? Abhidaha means that which is implied by the term word tvam. What exactly is implied by the term tvam? Tvam pada abhidaha means that which is implied, meant by this second person singular pronoun tvam. Of Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Okay, Tvampada Abhidaha is what now? Vilakshanaha. Vilakshana means what? Distinct. So that which is implied by the second person singular pronoun Tvam of Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is distinct. Why distinct? It is distinct. What is implied by the Tvampada is actually abstract formless reality. And this reality is of the nature of knowing. It is arrived as a rupam of the knower. Let me tell you, okay? Listen to me again. What is implied with the term tvam is distinct. Distinct from what? We're going to see here. Distinct from dehaha. What is implied by the word tvam is distinct from the body, not distant from the body. Indriyani, distinct from the sense organs, distinct from the manaha, distinct from the prana, pranas, physiological functions, distinct from even ahankritihi. What ahankritihi? The knowledge that I am, or I sense. I sense comes and goes, isn't it? The knowledge of self-existence, obtaining, you know, thought in terms of I am also comes and goes. there is a time you know you are, there is a time you are not knowing you are. So this knowledge of self-existence also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Only when the knowledge is there, the mind becomes functional. All the thoughts are there. Then the world shines, etc. So here, even the ahankara also here to include. Ahankara, the knowledge that I am, is also what? Also forms part of the antakkanam only. Ahankaraha, manaha, chittam, buddhihi, even all this together constitute the antakkanam. He says, this tvampada abhidaha. What is implied by the term tvam is vilakshanaha, is distinct from dehaha, prana, indriyani, pranaha, manaha. Understand now? Ahankritihi. So, you are negating everything as what? Anatma. The physical body, what is implied by the term tvam is distinct from the physical body, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, mind, including what? Ahankritihi. Ahankritihi is a feminine gender word. Ahankaraha is a masculine gender word. Okay? Ahankritihi is equal to ahankaraha. Ahankaraha, masculine gender word. Ahankritihi, feminine gender word. Is it clear? The vilakshanaha. So, being distinct, what is it? It is ever of the nature of knowing. It is ever of the nature of being conscious. It is ever of the tvampada lakshyartha is abstract reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, being conscious, being aware. Awareness, consciousness. Therefore, what he says, Projjita Asesha Shadbhava Vikaraha. Projjita is absolutely free from Asesha all. Projjita. Ujjita itself is what? Free from. Projjita. Absolutely, this implied meaning of the word tvam is absolutely free from Asesha all Shad Bhava Vikaraha. Free from all the modifications. Six for. Sixfold modifications pertaining to the physical body. Projjita Asesha Shadbhava Vikaraha. Okay. See, Shadbhava Vikaraha Aseshataya Projjitaha Yasya. Saha Projjita Asesha Shadbhava Vikaraha. It's a long compound. Projjitaha Aseshataya Shadbhava Vikaraha Yena. Okay, yes, yeah. Saha Projjita Asesha Shadbhava Vikaraha. So what he says? Tvampada Abhidaha. What is absolute implied by the term Tvam is abstract formless reality, which is free from absolutely the sixfold modifications pertaining to the physical body. What are sixfold? Shadbhava Vikaraha Asti. First of all, coming into existence. Okay? Asti. Then Jayate. Exists. Then Jayate is born. Asti Jayate Vardhate grows. Viparinamate metamorphosis grows. Changes. Viparinamate apakshiyate declines, decays. Then nashyati perishes. Understand? Asti jayate vardhate viparinamate apakshiyate nashyati. Understand? These 3-6 verbs talk about what? 6 changes happening on the part of the physical body. Now, what about this tvampada abhidaha? Tvampada abhidaha means the meaning of the word Tvam, or we say no, content of the word Tvam, the truth of the word Tvam, the what is implied by the word Tvam of Sattvamasi Mahavakyam is actually free, absolutely free from all these sixfold modifications pertaining to the body. Absolutely of the nature of changelessness. That is what is meant by the second one. Understand now? No change whatsoever happens. Okay? Now, and this is Vilakshanaha. Vilakshanaha. It is distinct from body, mind, body, sense organs, mind, pranas and ahankritihi. Deha, indriya, prana, mana, ahankriti, vilakshanaha. Because why you have to repeat now? He is repeating because tvampada vachyartha, the literal meaning of the word tvam includes all these aspects. The vachyartha of tvam, the direct literal meaning of the word tvam includes the physical body, includes the indriyani, includes the physiological functions, includes the mind, includes the ahankara, understand? Includes everything along with abstract formless consciousness. Implementum atma. Okay? Whereas in lakshyartha, consciousness aspect alone is retained, all other aspects are negated as non-self. Is it clear now? What is retained, what is cognitively, physically we are not doing anything. Intellectually, cognitively, we are negating this body, sense organs, pranas, mind as anatma. Retaining only the conscious, abstract consciousness as the implied with them atma. Understand? That which is implied with them atma is the tvampada lakshyartha, which is distinct from all the material aspects. Is it clear now? So, retaining some aspect of the individual and giving up, deleting all the aspects which constitute the individual, understand? As anatma is what? Retain, some you retain, some you negate. As the lakshyartha. Is it clear now? This is called lakshana. What lakshana? We have three lakshanas. Jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana, jaha jahal lakshana. Jahati lakshana, ajahati lakshana, jaha jahati lakshana. Or we can make a short here. Jahat lakshana, jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana. Or we can say bhagatyaga lakshana. When you want in vachyartha, when you take the vachyartha, when you want the vachyartha of the word tvam, there is ajahal lakshana. We do not reject anything. We do not leave anything. What is vachyartha of the word tvam? Pure consciousness implied with them atma is there, of course. Then, dehaha, body, mind, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, then ahankriti, ahankara also. All are taken. Anatma and atma, anatma, both aspects are taken as what? As a literal meaning of the word tvam. When you want the implied meaning of the word tvam, you are living bhagatyaga lakshana. Bhagaha means the one part of the individual. Anatma part of the individual is rejected, cognitively given up. Only Atma aspect of the individual is retained. Retaining the Atma aspect of the individual, not taking the Atma aspect of the individual as the meaning of the implied meaning of the word Tvam is said to be what? Bhaga தியாக லக்ஷணா. பாகஹா ஸ்வீக்ரியதே, பாகஹா தியஜ்யதே. அனாத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் தியஜ்யதே, ஆத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஸ்வீக்ரியதே. பாகஸ்ய தியாகஹா பவதி, பாக தியாக லக்ஷணா. யூ டேக் தி வாச்சியார்த்தா, தி வாச்சியார்த்தா அனாத்மா அண்ட் ஆத்மா போத் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஆஸ் எ தொம்பதார் வாச்சியார்த்தம். லிட்ரல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் வர்த்தம் இன்க்ளூட்ஸ் தி அனாத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆல்சோ. இன் இம்ப்ளைட் மீனிங், டேக் தி இம்ப்ளைட் மீனிங் ஆஃப் வர்த்தம், அனாத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் இஸ் கிவன் அப் காக்னிட்டிவ்லி, ஆத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் அலோன் இஸ் டேக்கன். ஓன்லி ஆத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் அலோன் யூ டேக்கிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அப்ட்ராக்ட், ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிகபிளி சட்லஸ்ட் ரியாலிட்டி, and which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing as the swarupam of the knower, I as a subject. Understand? That's what he says. Tvam pada abhidaha. Here, tvam pada abhidaha, what the implied meaning of the word tvam is not only absolutely free from sixfold modifications pertaining to the physical body. The tvampada lakshartha, what implied with the term is distinct from body, mind, sense organs, mind, prana and ahankritihi. Deha, indriya, mana, prana, ahankriti bhyaha vilakshanaha. Kebhyaha vilakshanaha, distinct from what? Distinct from all the material anatma aspects which come under the category of the known. Okay? So the knower alone is taken into account. Knower alone is taken to be the tvampada lakshyartha. The known aspect of the individual is negated as the anatma. The knower aspect alone is taken as the tvampada lakshyarthaha. After Vakyavritti class, you cannot forget, okay? You cannot ask, kaha atma? Atma kaha? Who am I? Simply asking question will not help you. You have to see this. Without this methodology of distinguishing the knower from the known, without the Vedantic methodology, just simply if you ask the question, who am I, who am I, who am I, who am I, will not help you arrive at where, what you are. Understand? That's the meaning here. Very simple, a nice verse. Got it now? Got the meaning correctly? Okay. Now, what is the implied meaning of the word tvam? Tvam pada lakshyarthaha kaha? Ityasya prashnasya uttaram asmin shloke asti. Katham asti? Tvam pada abhidaha is atma. The implied meaning of the word tvam is atma only. Anatma aspects are not included. They are rejected. If not physically, cognitively, intellectually, anatma aspects are given up. Atma aspects alone are taken. Anatma aspects which come under the category of the known are given up. The atma aspect which is arrived as the swarupa of the knower alone is retained. And to arrive at it, you understand the abstract formless reality is of the nature of changelessness, free from all these modifications. Now it is distinct from the body, sense organs, pranas, mind and ahankara. Now in your mind, it must be very clear, aham, when Tattvam is Tompa Lakshyartha is explained by the teacher, the student's mind must understand what? First person singular implied meaning of the first person singular pronoun I is not the body, mind, sense complex, is only abstract formless reality, which is arrived at as a rupa of the knower, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which has the status of being the witness, which alone enjoys status of being the absolute knower. Is it clear now? Okay. I'm not repeating. Don't think I'm repeating, okay? Textbook is repeating. Dehendriya manav prana hankritibhyo vilakshanah. Break the verse, very, very kindergarten lesson. Really, very, very, very simple kindergarten language here. Deha indriya manav prana ahankritibhya vilakshanah atma projita asesha shadbhava vikaraha atma. The atma alone is what? Tvampada abhidaha. Atma alone has what now? Is actually meant. Is it? By the word tvam. What are you doing here? You have distinguished the atma from the anatma. Not physically. Is it? Intellectually, cognitively, we have distinguish the Atma from the Anatma, and you take the Atma as what? What is implied with the term Atma as the implied meaning of the word Tvam, and you understand it as what the teacher means that student takes it as the implied meaning of the word I. I am Atma. Which means, you know, even the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am is also what? Cognition, isn't it? The self-knowledge of self-existence comes and goes. You mean the knower of the knowledge of self-existence, the knower of the, isn't it, ignorance of self-existence is distinct from the known ahankriti. Knowledge of self-existence is what? Ahankriti. Ahankara. It comes and goes. The knower of the knowledge of self-existence, the knower of the ignorance of self-existence is distinct. Is it clear now? The knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct. That knower is absolute knower. Knower of ignorance and knowledge. Ignorance is also object of knowledge. Knowledge also is object of knowledge. And the knower of ignorance and knowledge is Atma. Tvamartham evam nischitya. Tvamartham evam nischitya. Tadartham chintayet punaha. Atadvyavrittirupena. Sakshad vidhimukhena cha. Now, slowly he's taking us to what now? Tadpada. Okay? Appa, you are waiting, is it? Tumpada, I mean, you cannot forget how. Until 27th verse is repeated and repeated and repeated. The Tumpada Lakshyartha. After Vakyavritti class, how can you forget Tumpada Lakshyartha? Can I forget, is it? Tumartham evam nischitya. Tamarthamevan nischitya. If I read it with the sandhi, okay. Tamarthamevan nischitya. Tadarthan chintayet punaha. ட்ரைங் வாட் எம் ரீடிங். த்வமர்த்தமேவன் நிச்சித்ய. இப்ப சம்ஸ்கிருதம் கிளாஸ் டுடே, சோ பட் லெட்ஸ் த்வமர்த்தமேவன் நிச்சித்ய ததர்த்தம் சிந்தயேத் புனஹ அத்தத்வ்யாவ்ருத்திரூபேண சாக்ஷாத் விதிமுகேன ச அத்தத்வ்யாவ்ருத்திரூபேண சாக்ஷா விதிமுகேனச்சித்ய. In this manner, having confirmed நிச்சித்ய having confirmed, having ascertained, having confirmed, what does it mean? Without having any doubt at all, after 27 verses, now you all must have felt tired and boring listening to repeat again and again and again, because it's very abstract. Why it's very abstract here, is it? You are intellectually, cognitively helped to shift your identity from grosses to material body to the abstract consciousness. Isn't it? Even though we hear everything, but will you remember this? Absolutely, I am free. Absolutely, I am changeless. Absolutely, I am unafflicted. Absolutely, I am free from all these so-called emotional problems. The emotional things are all just the mind, changing mind, just this mind, which is dependent on the consciousness for its existence. So I am free. That must become that, the understanding has to happen slowly. So here, we have repeatedly seen what exactly is the implied meaning of the word I, as we have understood the implied meaning of the word Thvam in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Evam Nischitya. In this manner, having ascertained, having confirmed without any doubt whatsoever that I, the knower, am consciousness, ID, knower, am, abstract, formless reality, which am of the nature of knowing. Understand? Having nischitya, having ascertained, nischitya, having ascertained, what now? In this manner, afterward, what you should do? After having understood, now you have no doubt. Okay? You have no doubt. I, Tum refers to here abstract formless reality. Therefore, I refers to the first person singular pronoun. I refers to is pure abstract formless reality, consciousness. Evam Nischitya, having ascertained what? Tum Artham. Tvamartham. Tvamartham means what? Tvam shabdasya artaha tvamartaha. Madhyama padalopi samasa. Okay? Tvam ityasya padasya artaha tvamartaha. Tvamartham nischitya. Having doubtlessly, clearly ascertained the implied meaning of the word Tvam. Okay. Tadartham punahachintayet. No, I am tired, I am bored, I don't want to think about it. No. After having ascertained, punaha again may one dwell upon that meaning. Tadartham chintayet. How can you dwell upon the meaning of the word if you do not know the meaning of the word? 27 verses, Shankara Bhagavad did not find it boring. He did not feel tired. Maybe, you know, he repeated it. Now he says what? I think let me stop now. Tumpada vichara is enough. Tumpada lakshartha, you know, the discussion is enough now. You all must have understood very clearly. Now, even in this manner, okay, using this bhagatyaga lakshana, using this method of rejecting cognitively, giving up cognitively the anatma aspects, retaining only the atma aspect, take only the atma aspect of, okay, aspect as the lakshartha of tum. Okay, now tum pada, tum artham evam nischitya, tadartham, okay, the same meaning, okay. Okay, one must think of. But here, tadartham punaha chintayet. Why? Because tad now, in tattamasi mahavakyam, we have two words, tat and tvam. Now, tat artham. Tat ityasya shabdasya artham punaha chintayet. Again, now don't stop the analysis. Okay? Now you have to understand the implied meaning of the word tat. Now you start dwelling upon, okay, analyzing the meaning of the word tat. Why? Understanding the essential oneness, understanding the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma will not be completed, isn't it? Unless you analyze the meaning, unless you arrive at the implied meaning of the tat also. Now you only arrive at what? Tumpada lakshyartha is very clear for you. Tatpada lakshyartha is not yet clear for you. Tatpada lakshyartha also has to be arrived at. Only after having ascertained tumpada lakshyartha and tatpada lakshyartha, you can understand the identity or essential oneness. Isn't it? So, understand the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma, or essential oneness is possible only after having arrived at the Tatpada Lakshyartha also. Is it clear now? So here, Tadartham Chintayet. Again, don't stop. Okay? This Mahavakya Vichara. Mahavakya Vichara will be complete only when you understand the Tatpada Lakshyartha also. After that only you can understand the identity. Therefore he says, Tomartham evam nischitya, having ascertained doubtlessly, clearly the implied meaning of the word Tvam, now may one dwell upon the implied meaning of the word Tat. Tadartham chintayet. Is it clear now? Tadartham chintayet. Tadartham means what? Tatpada lakshyartham chintayet. Tadartham means tatpada lakshyartham chintayet. May one arrive at the tatpada lakshyartha. What is the implied meaning of the word tat? And we know very well tat stands for Ishvara. Saha. How do you arrive at what is Ishvara? What is Tatpada Vachyartha? We can say, there again, the truth of the entirety of the cosmos is implied by the term Brahma. Okay, the truth of the, you can say Atma also, no problem. Okay, but mainly you use Atma when you refer to the truth obtaining as the truth of the individual. And the truth of the entirety of the cosmos is implied by the term Brahma. So what is Ishvara? Here, this is a gross universe, sthula prapancha, and suksha prapancha, subtle universe, the unmanifested universe, karna prapancha. So all these three worlds, and with Brahma, together constitute what? Is the vachyartha of Paramatma, vachyartha of Ishvara. Understand now? We have to include what? The Brahma and also the sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha, karna prapancha. With the Brahma is what? The Ishvara, Paramatma. This is vachyartha. Okay. So now, it is said, tamartham evam nischitya punaha tadattam chintayet. Atad vyavritti rupena sakshat vidhi mukhena cha. So how should one think of or dwell upon, okay, understand the implied meaning of the word tat? As it is said here, one must think of the implied meaning of the word tat. How? Atad vyavritti rupena. Okay, vyavrittihi means negation. Vyavrittihi means negation. Vyavritti rupena. In the form of negating or by method of negating, method of the negation, vyavritti means negation, by the method of negation of anything, everything other than that truth. Tad means that. Atad means what? Anything other than that is what? Atad. Tad means that. Atad means anything other than that. Is it clear now? Atad. Anything which is not that is what? Atad. So, atad vyavritti rupena, by the method of negation of anything other than that. You have to negate anything and everything which is not the meaning of the word tat. By the method of the negation of anything and everything other than that. Cha, and also, sakshat vidhimukhena. Also by method of directly arriving at it, one should arrive at the tatpada lakshyartha. Now, how should we arrive at tatpada lakshyartha? That is said here in this 28th verse. Now, having completed the tvampada lakshyartha vichara, now from this verse onwards, we are entering into the tatpada lakshyartha vichara. Okay. So directly. Here directly. Yeah. Sakshat vidhimukhena means by the direct method. See, first, the two methods, okay? The negation of anything other than that, and also by directly arriving at it. By method of directly arriving at it. Using two methods here, we have to arivati tvam tatpada lakshyata. What is that vidhimukha? What is that atad vyavritti rupa? I'll explain that, okay? We'll see that.
Just in the word vidhimukha?
No. Mukha is the method only, that is.
Vidhimukha is method or? Only mukha is method.
No, vidhimukhena. Yeah. So now we can understand from the 11th verse onwards until 27th verse. Okay. 17 verses, Ashankar Bhagatpada discussed only the Tatpada, Tumpada Lakshyartha. Now from this 28th verse onwards, he is discussing the, he's going to discuss the Tatpada Lakshyarthaha. How long? Until the 36th verse. 28th verse onwards, until 36th verse, we can say, there we had 17 verses. See, arriving at the Tumpadakshyata is very important. Arriving at the Dakshyata is easy. Easy in the sense, we don't need much. Isn't it? Once you understand what is abstract formless reality, the same abstract formless reality is the truth of the entire Jagat also. The same, how exactly is Ishvara Swarupam? You want to know, you can never arrive at the Ishvara Swarupam as an object. To understand Ishvara Swarupam, you must know your own Swarupam only. So your understanding your Swarupam is very important. Because there's no way of understanding the truth of the universe which looked upon as Ishvara without having arrived at your own Swarupam. Understand? That is why a more number of 17 verses discussing Tumpada Lakshyartha. Whereas Tattva Lakshyartha has discussed about only 9 verses. 28 verse onwards until the 36th verse. Why now? You can take it for granted. The abstract, formless reality which you arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing and is implied with the term consciousness, okay, that which is said to be, which is said to have the jnatrutvam, bhoktrutvam, sorry, jnatrutvam, okay, vijnatrutvam and bodhrutvam, that reality is alone what? Is Swarupam of Ishvara also. But now how you look at this, that we don't know, is it? And you're saying, what is Ishvara here? That only reality alone is in the form of the gross universe, subtle universe. Is it? With unmanifested universe. Because the universe does not have independent existence at all outside of the abstract reality. Now you see, think of it, okay? All these days means all the time you think of yourself as a physical, as an individual, ended with the body, mind, and complex. You see yourself as, as someone existing in the world. Now when you shift the identity from the anatma, body, mind, and complex to the consciousness, then you see the world. You see the whole world exists in you. You are not in the world. The world is in you. In you means what? Okay? Where is the ocean? Initially you see what is in the ocean, you say. But you understand it. Fact, water alone lends existence to the form and name ocean. Ocean has no independent existence of its own. Isn't it? Actually, ocean is actually minus water, the meaning of the word ocean. The substance or substantive ocean, if you look at it, there's no substance called ocean other than water. Ocean is a non-substantial form and name and which enjoys existence in the water. Initially, we think what is in the ocean? There's no ocean other than the water. Ocean exists in water. Isn't it? So perspective changes completely. Initially you think, I am here as individual, as part of the universe, I'm here in this world. I am here in this world. After 90 lakshyartha vichara, you say what? The world is in me. If we get to understand what? There is no Ishvaraha other than the reality. There is no God, a Lord or Ishvara other than the reality. And that reality is of the nature of consciousness. And you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness as your own sarupam. And you will see, because it is this consciousness which alone is in the form of existence of the entirety of the cosmos. Understand? Water, the truth of the ocean, is in the form of existence of the form and name ocean. Minus water, the form and name ocean will lose its existence. Understand? The existence of the ocean, or the existence with reference to ocean, is what? Water. Similarly, existence with reference to the absolutely, existence with reference to the entity of the cosmos is consciousness. What, got it now? See, when you say water, relative. Water, the truth of the wave. The same truth reference to the entire ocean. And it's the same water, the truth is what? Existence. Reference to the entire ocean with relatively. Absolutely. Here consciousness, the abstract reality consciousness, is existence with reference to the entirety of the cosmos. Existence of time and space, existence of everything which exists within the realm of time and space is what? Is nothing but consciousness. So, chit is in the form of sat. Understand? Therefore, when we say with reference to this ocean, the same reality is looked upon as what? Ishvara. Paramatma. Parama. This Atma is Paramaha. Absolute. Exalted. Why? This reality implied with him Atma is exalted, absolute, because it is the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Even though you arrive at it as a truth of individual, you later understand that reality is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, and is the truth of the entirety of the cosmos also. Understand? But still we have to understand. See, tatpa lakshyata, we have to, Tatpada vichara has to happen in order to negate. There also vyavritti rupena. Attad vyavritti rupena. By the way of the negation of anything and everything other than that, you arrive at what? The swarupam. Ishvara swarupam. Is it clear now? You arrive at the Ishvara swarupam. Here also, how is the Vachyartha of Ishvara is what? Vachyartha of Paramatma means what? Paramatma is one of Jagat. Stola, Sukshma, Karana, Prapancha, Rupena, Paramatma eva asti. You say here, Vachyartha. What exactly is the truth which alone is in the room of everything? But arrive at it. So here, for 9 verses. 28 verse onwards until 36th verse. Now, Bhagavad Bhagatpada discusses the Ishvara Swarupam. So here also, Ishvara as Saguna, Sagunam Brahma. Ishvara, with the universe is what? Sagunaha. Saguna Ishvaraha. Sagunam Brahma. Now we'll see here. So, tamartham evam nischitya tadartham punaha chintayet. Now, don't stop your analysis. You continue to analyze. After having ascertained the implied meaning of the word tvam, you continue your analysis. How? May you understand? I think of the implied meaning of the word tat. How? Atadvyavritti rupena sakshat vidimukhena cha. Using two methods. How can we negate anything, everything other than that? That implied meaning, in order to arrive at the implied meaning of the word tat, you have to negate everything which is not that. Understand? You have to negate cognitively, intellectually, you have to remove anything and everything other than that. For which the two methods are there. One is indirect method. Indirect method, what do? Indirect method, you are negating by way of the negation of anything and everything other than that. You arrive at it. And also, directly, you arrive at it. Positively, what it is. Okay? Two methods. We'll see that. He says, time? Okay. Very beautiful. What is this?
Yeah.
See, don't just, but we still have time. Because I repeat a lot, you may be tired. It may be tiring and boring because I'm repeating. Now because I'm repeating, the verse I have to repeat. Isn't it? See, this class is more like, more like just being with it. Being with the verse tone. Because sometimes the words are very simple language. At the same time, sometimes the compound, you know, they use some compound words which are not very, easy for others. People do not study Sanskrit. For the sake of those who do not know Sanskrit, have to repeat also too many times. Everything is new otherwise. Those who know Sanskrit is very easy. Very, very easy.
Nirasta sesha samsara dosho stholadi lakshana. Nirasta sesha.
Pardon ji. Switch on that.
Nirasta sesha samsara dosho stholadi lakshana. Nirasta sesha samsara dosho stholadi lakshana.
Read after me. Nirasta, read after me, I said.
Nirasta sesha samsara dosho stholadi lakshana.
Nirasta sesha samsara dosho stholadi lakshana.
Nirasta sesha samsara dosho stholadi lakshana. Dosho stholadi lakshana. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha parakritatamo malaha. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha parakritatamo malaha. Nirastatishayanandaha satya prajnana vigraha sattasva lakshana purnaha paramatmeti giyate. Sattasva lakshana purnaha paramatmeti giyate.
Very beautiful. Who is said to be Paramatma? Paramatma is defined here. Okay? In these two verses.
Nirastase.
Once you understand the definition of Paramatma here, okay, then we'll see what those two methods are. What is direct method of arriving at the Ishvara Swarupam? What is the indirect method of the negation of what anything other than that? Okay, Ishvara. Understand here.
Nirastasesha samsara doshostholadilakshanah adrishyatvadigunakah parakrutatamomalah nirastatishayanandah satyaprajnanavigrahah sattasvalakshanapurnah paramatmeti giyate.
Okay. So here, paramatma iti giyate. Paramatma iti giyate. Giyate means is sung. Literally it means is sung. So who is glorified as, who is praised as, who is said to be Paramatma? Giyate should be taken as Uchyate. Okay? Paramatma iti giyate. Who is said to be, who is sung to be, who is praised to be, who is glorified to be Paramatma? Paramatma iti giyate. So that is said to be, that is glorified as, praised as, sung as Paramatma. Kaha Paramatma iti giyate. Now, first, nirasta asesha samsara doshaha. Number one. Okay, what first word now? First word describing Bhagavan. Look at this. Ishpa, who is Paramatma? Nirasta asesha samsara doshaha. First one. Number one, what? Nirasta asesha samsara doshaha. Okay. Nirastaha aseshaha samsara doshaha. Yasmat. Okay. See, samsara doshaha means what? Defects of samsara. So the defects pertaining to samsara, defects of all sort of defects, birth, death, old age, is it? And going through paths of opposites, all these problems pertaining to samsara. All the problems we have in this life of transmigration are said to be samsara doshaha. Listen now. Samsara dosha. Samsara doshaha ke. You must remember. So there are many samsara dosha. Defects of samsara. Isn't it? So, nirastha. Nirastha literally means what? Devoid of. Free from. Asesha. All. Nirastaha. Asesha samsara doshaha yasya or yasmat. The one who is devoid of, free from all forms of defects of samsara. So Bhagavan is free from samsara doshas. Jiva has samsara doshas. Relatively. Understand now? Estimate. Nirastha asesha samsara doshaha. Nirastha asesha samsara doshaha is first one. Samsara doshaha can say all forms of afflictions. Okay. So Ishvara is the one who is absolutely devoid of, free from all forms of afflictions, problems, defects pertaining to the life of transmigration. Okay. Then,
அஸ்தூலாதிலக்ஷணஹ. அஸ்தூலாதிலக்ஷணஹ.
ஸ்தூல அஸ்தூலாதிலக்ஷணஹ. ஸ்தூல மீன்ஸ் கிராஸ். ஆதிசப்தா ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் சூக்ஷ்ம அண்ட் காரண. ஈஸ்வரஹ நைவ ந ஸ்தூலஹ ந சூக்ஷ்மஹ ந காரணஹ. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ஈஸ்வர ஹூ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அஸ்தூலாதி அஸ்தூலாதி லக்ஷண. After explaining this, I'll come back to, I explain these two methods, okay? What are some methods? Okay. Nirastha Asesha Samsara Doshaha. Second one is what? Asthuladi Lakshanaha. Number two. I'll explain next class. The third definition is what? Adrishyatvadi Gunakaha. அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதி குணகஹ. ஃபோர்த் பராக்ருத தமோமலஹ. ஃபோர் வேர்ட்ஸ். எவ்ரி வேர்ட்ஸ் டெஃபினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வர. ஓகே. அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதி குணகஹ தேர்ட் டெஃபினேஷன். பராக்ருத தமோமலஹ ஃபோர்த் டெஃபினேஷன். ஐல் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் எவ்ரி காம்பவுண்ட். தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் நிரஸ்த அதிஷய ஆனந்தஹ. ஃபிஃப்த் டெஃபினேஷன் நிரஸ்த அதிஷய ஆனந்தஹ. யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈச் டெஃபினேஷன் வில் சி ஒன் பை ஒன். ஓகே, பியூட்டிஃபுல். நிரஸ்த அதிஷய ஆனந்தஹ. ஃபிஃப்த் சத்ய பிரஜான விக்ரஹ. சத்ய பிரஜான விக்ரஹ. Then, Sattasva Lakshanaha. Sattasva Lakshanaha. Sattasva Lakshanaha. Purnaha. Purnaha. Okay, how many now? Nirastha Asesha Samsara Doshaha, number one, definition. Asthuladi Lakshanaha, number two. அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதி குணகஹா நம்பர் த்ரீ. பராக்ருத தமோமலஹா நம்பர் ஃபோர். நிரஸ்த அதிசய ஆனந்தஹா நம்பர் ஃபைவ். சத்ய பிரஜான விக்ரஹா நம்பர் சிக்ஸ். சத்தாசுலக்ஷணஹா நம்பர் செவன். பூர்ணஹா நம்பர் எயிட். ஓகே. பரமாத்மா இதி கீயதே பர த ஒன் ஹூ ஈஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் நேச்சர். One who is of this nature is Paramatma. He said to be Paramatma. One who is defined thus is said to be Paramatma. Let us say now, let us start from number one. Nirastha Asesha Samsara Doshaha. Samsara Doshaha. What are samsara doshaha? How these doshas exist, etc. We have to see. We'll see the meaning of these seven, eight words. Okay? Eight words. Eight definitions. Ishvara Purnaha. Asthuladi Lakshanaha. Nirastha Samsara Doshaha. Every word is very beautiful. Enjoy Ishra better than your Swarupam, okay? Adrishyatvadi Gunakaha Parakrita Tamomalaha Nirastha Atishaya Anandaha Satya Prajnana Vigrahaha Satya Prajnana Vigrahaha சத்தாஸ்வலக்ஷணா பூர்ணா பரமாத்மா இது கீயத்தை. See, 29 and 20, 30. The two verses are given together because two verses together, you have to read two verses together to get the complete meaning. The sentence will not be complete otherwise. Who is Sattvi Paramatma? Who is glorified as Paramatma? Who is sung as Paramatma? The one who is of this definition. Understand? So we'll see in next class.
So you mentioned Jarati and
Jarati. Yeah. I'll explain. Don't worry. I'm just mentioning it, sir. See, I'll explain it, what it is. I said Bhagat Tyaga Lakshana. I'll explain that to you. As I said, retaining one aspect of Jiva, rejecting, giving up another aspect. Bhagaha Svikriyate, Bhagaha Tejyate. Bhagat Tyaga. See, Atma and Atma together constitute Jiva. Literal meaning. Literally, isn't it? So, Anatma aspect, Anatma Bhaga is given up. Atma Bhaga is taken. Called Bhagat Tyaga Lakshana. Only then it becomes Lakshyartha. Okay. That's what is the main Lakshanas are there. So this is Bhagat Tyaga Lakshana should be understood here. See, Ajahal Lakshana means when you understand Vachyartha, don't give up anything. Jagat means giving up only. Tyaga. Ajahat Lakshana means you're not giving up here. Bhagat Tyaga Lakshana should remember. That's why easier I came to that point. I mentioned Bhagat Tyaga Lakshana. Is it clear? We'll see it again. Next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.